The city of Al-Quds, the jewel of the Islamic world. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. On the threshold of the World Quds Day, the Zionist regime has escalated its crimes against Palestinian nation on the one hand and is making efforts to further normalize ties with gullible Arab regimes. All these measures are aimed at casting the cause of Palestine into oblivion. This has been the Israeli policy for the past decades. The fake regime claims to make peace and come to reconciliation with Palestine and Arab governments while it continues aggression and brutal suppression of innocent civilians. It seems it is only the Zionist regime which can practice such a deceptive policy. This much of brazenness has its roots in the all-out support of the US and European governments who shamelessly claim to defend human rights, democracy, and freedom. As a matter of fact, the Western regimes have been the vassals and stooges of Israel for several decades to the extent that no party or person can take power in these countries, especially the US, unless they fully pursue the Israeli interests. The victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979 was an earthquake and it changed the situation of Zionists in the occupied territories. A new factor entered the equations of West Asia, namely formation of the axis of resistance against the axis of compromise and servility. The victory of the Islamic Revolution as the greatest event of the 20th century helped shape the first units of resistance in Palestine. The group was called Palestine Islamic Jihad Movement, which was shaped by martyr Fatih Shaghaghi. Shaghaghi writes in his book that Imam Khomeini's revolution is the only way to encounter Israel. He makes it clear that the movement had been formed in Palestine under the impact of Imam Khomeini's uprising. Palestine Islamic Jihad Movement drew the attention of most Islamic currents and they supported it. 8 years later, the first Intifada was born out of the Islamic resistance groups. The Intifada was called the Intifada of a Stone. Simultaneously, the second Islamic resistance movement was shaped, comprising young members living in Palestine. The Intifada, which had started in 1987, continued for 6 years. This forced Zionists to propose negotiation with Palestine Liberation Organization and the credulous head of the organization, Yasser Arafat. However, the efforts of Israel for talks with Palestinians go back to one decade before, after the Al-Karama battle in Jordan and coming to power of armed Palestinian groups and the incident at Munich Olympics in 1972, Zionists tried to create relations with Palestinians. The channels of relations were created by leftist currents in Israel and some Palestinians who were advocates of the West as they lived in Europe. Zionists in 1982, in order to put Palestinian liberating groups in bottleneck, occupied Beirut and expelled Palestinians from there. Although Zionists continued to occupy South Lebanon for almost 2 decades, it set the ground for negotiations with Palestinians. The Intifada of a Stone in 1987 dictated the logic to Israel that they should expect more clashes if they didn't move toward talks. On November 15, 1988, Arafat announced the independence of Palestine. The move appeared to be revolutionary and brave, yet it was indeed a blatant retreat from armed struggles that had started 3 decades earlier. The declaration was announced less than 1 year after the First Intifada. The Palestinian people had lost many martyrs during the period, and Zionists were under serious pressure. The treacherous Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak told Arafat that he was dealing with his blood as he strongly supported the previously signed Camp David Pact. The Madrid conference was held in October 1991 with the support of the US and then USSR. The conference was held with the aim of reviewing and, if possible, exterminating the Intifada, which was in the fourth year of existence. The Madrid conference was among the first global efforts towards the so-called Middle East peace process. The fabricated Zionist regime, PLO, Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan were present at the conference. This conference was the last conference which was held with the simultaneous aegis of Washington and Moscow as the Soviet Union collapsed in the same year. The Madrid conference ended after 3 days with no tangible fruit. Within 2 years that the supplementary sessions of the conference were held in Washington, no result was attained either. However, while the conference was underway in Madrid, a Palestinian team headed by Abu Mazen was clandestinely negotiating with Zionists in Oslo, Norway. The Oslo talks were intensively kept hush-hush by Europeans till they ended. PLO failed to materialize its demands, and finally, under the European pressure, the organization capitulated to a weak agreement as the precursor of complementary agreements. The Oslo agreement had no fruit, but recognition of the fabricated illegitimate regime Israel by PLO. On the other side, Zionists didn't recognize Palestine as a country, but they just recognized PLO as the official representative of the Palestinians inhabiting on the West Bank of River Jordan. According to the agreement signed in 1993 by Yitzhak Rabin and Yasser Arafat in Washington, Zionists agreed to give parts of Palestine to PLO. According to the agreement in 1994, it was decided to give the Gaza Strip and a tiny part of Jericho to PLO. It was also agreed that the region was temporarily given to Arafat, and during the negotiations, which should not take more than 5 years, the final agreement was supposed to be concluded by the two sides.